You're listening to SBS News.
In an interview with TV chat show host Oprah Winfrey, the Duchess of Sussex has levelled a series of allegations against the British royal family. Meghan Markle and Prince Harry revealed some sensational and potentially damaging allegations against senior members of the royal family. The most explosive centred on the couple's firstborn son, Archie.
Have in tandem the conversation of he won't be given security, he's not going to be given a title, and also concerns and conversations about how dark his skin might be when he's born.
The 39-year-old former actress says a senior member of the family raised concerns around the possible skin colour of her child in conversations with Prince Harry. The prince refused to name the member of the family but says race-related questions were first raised when he and Miss Markle were dating.
That conversation I'm never going to share. But at the time it was awkward. I was a bit shocked. There was some real obvious signs before we even got married that this was going to be really hot.
Miss Markle says her arrival as a woman of colour should have been seen as a positive sign for the future of the royal family.
I know how you want to see someone who looks like you in certain positions. Even Archie, like we read these books and now there's one line in one that goes, if you can see it, you can be it. And he goes, you can be it. And I think about that so often, especially in the context of these young girls, but even grown women and men who, when I would meet them in our time in the Commonwealth, how much it meant to them to be able to see someone who looks like them in this position. And I could never understand how it wouldn't be seen as an added benefit.
The couple left the United Kingdom saying they had to get away from the British media amid frustration that the palace wasn't countering lies published by the media. Miss Markle says her time living in Buckingham Palace left her with suicidal thoughts.
Look, I was really ashamed to say it at the time and ashamed to have to admit it to Harry, especially because I know how much loss he suffered. I just didn't want to be alive anymore. And that was a very clear and real and frightening constant thought.
Prince Harry said he also felt trapped and was disappointed that Miss Markle received little support within the palace to get mental health treatment.
What I was seeing was history repeating itself, but more perhaps, or definitely far more dangerous, because then you add race in and you add social media in. And when I'm talking about history repeating itself, I'm talking about my mother. When you can see something happening in the same kind of way, anybody would ask for help, ask the system of which you are part of, especially when you know there's a relationship there that they could help and share some truth or call the dogs off, whatever you want to call it. So to receive no help at all and to be told continuously, this is how it is, this is just how it is, we've all been through it.
The prince says his decision to leave the palace meant his family cut him off entirely, and his father stopped taking his calls for a period of time last year. The couple also said the Queen has always been welcoming to Miss Markle and that they are still in contact with her. Karishma Luthria, SBS News.